Are you prone to developing kidney stones? Nearly 20% of men and 10% of women are, and they have no idea how they got them. If you've experienced the pain of kidney stones, your risk of recurrence is high. Having kidney stones is the result of diet, such as using the wrong salt, eating too much animal foods, or taking synthetic vitamins. If you're tired of suffering from kidney stones or want to reduce the likelihood of getting them, call Apothecary Herbs for their whole food organic kidney stone herbal liquid formula. Gently cleanse and purify your kidney filters to reduce the particle buildup that creates stones. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the kidney stone formula, 866-229-3663, or visit thepowerherbs.com. Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com, where your healthcare options just became endless.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in an untested vaccine hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate in those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Or take your chances with the bad boys. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com.
$22 million Americans manage sleep apnea instead of resolving it. Sleep apnea increases risk of heart disease, depression, and death. New research from Rutgers University states the thyroid manufactures hormones used as neurotransmitters to regulate breathing during sleep. This suggests the thyroid gland needs balancing to address sleep apnea. So forget the CPAP machine. Call Apothecary Herbs for their sleep apnea herb formulas to remove cellular stress and feed the thyroid the nutrition it needs for better sleep. Call now to order, 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663, or online at thepowerherbs.com. Thepowerherbs.com. Money back guarantee with our organic professional strength formulas, because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
The ancient Greeks thought thyme herb provided strength. Indeed, the chemical compounds of thyme contain antioxidants, an effective germicide that kills whooping cough bacteria and makes breathing easier. Just imagine what you can do with thyme herb when it comes to respiratory ailments like croup, pneumonia, asthma, and sinusitis. The extra benefit of thyme herb is that it soothes nerves and stops spasmodic coughing, so you can get some rest. Who says you don't have time to take care of yourself? Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free for thyme tincture and tea to soothe your cough and get some rest. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International 704-875-8010 or online at thepowerherbs.com.
1, 2, 3. I was feeling so bad. I asked my family doctor just what I had. I said, Doctor, Mr. MD,
Herb Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day. Here on Herb Talk, it's all about empowerment. So we're here with magical engineer Frank. And thanks for joining us here on the American Voice Radio Network. We have a great show. First part of the show, we're going to be talking about the neuroprotective herbs. What does that mean? Well, you're going to find out. And we have a quack report. But before we get to all that great stuff, big salute and semper fi to our righteous men and women in uniform. Hitting the knees, seeking the Lord's face, minding the time, because it grows short. And our devotional puts us in Psalms 3, where it says, "But thou, O Lord, art my shield, my glory, and the lifter up of my head." Amen to that. If you want supernatural protection from the Lord, seek his face. Get in the scripture. Mind the time, it grows short. Because he's coming back. And you don't want to be not in good standing. So you definitely want to, you know, if you've got a friend, you keep in touch with him frequently. If you didn't talk to him, then you kind of grow apart. So if you're not talking to the Lord on a daily basis, well, you're going to hear, "Depart from me. I never knew you." So don't risk it. Seek the Lord and mind the time. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. Thanks, Frank. Okay, first up in the quacker, here's a report. This was a report. This is the National Right to Life Committee. They did a report on a fact sheet with tallies. Looking at figures from 1973 to present, and they found that in that span time, after Roe versus Wade was made law, over 65 million babies lost their lives. That's right. Almost 900,000 babies are killed every year in abortion here in the United States. And in the last 2 years, that number's creeped up. So that's the inheritance of God that they're messing with. I wouldn't want to be them. All right, moving along, last but not least in the quack report, Senator Ron Johnson says the COVID-19 injections give you 55 times more deadlier effects than a flu vaccine. Johnson came upon this finding after his staff conducted this study on the deaths caused by the vaccine, the COVID vaccine. Staffers for Johnson looked at data from the Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System, and the number of deaths per million doses they estimated were, well, they estimated 70% of the vaccine doses were actually used. And so out of that percentage, 25.5 per million doses that were administered created death about 25 times, compared to the flu vaccine, which is 0.46. They also, in the JAMA Network Journal, published a survey that showed that Americans are more skeptical about the COVID-19 serum and its safety than they are the flu vaccine. 41% of the respondents said that they were worried about the safety of the COVID serum injection, more than twice that of those that expressed concern about a flu vaccine and its safety rating. Well, people, getting smart out there. And that wraps the quack report. Thank you, Frank. Okay, we're going to be looking at neuroprotective herbs. Now, recently, scientific medicine has been kind of looking into medicinal herbs for brain health, and in particular, to help with dementia conditions. Now, of course, science only wants to find a plant source to assist in the development of a pharmaceutical drug therapy. And very few people know that prescribed drugs that become patented no longer resemble the original organic source, and side effects are usually the result. So the organic source must be altered significantly to qualify for the patent, and medicine can't copy nature and receive a patent. Well, let's look at this 2021 study. This is April 2021, U.S. National Library of Medicine, Center for Biotechnology. They released findings on herbs that help the brain. Science has been searching for organic sources that help prevent or cure neurological degenerative issues. And science is stating that degenerative brain disease are highly complex. So science is saying that the underlying cause or mechanism for dementia conditions is largely unknown. And if you don't know the cause of a treatment, you're not going to be successful in curing it. Here is a quote from the report. They said, the pharmaceutical approaches developed to date do not alter neurological disease progression. And we've had over 200 drug candidates fail in clinical trials in the last 10 years. They continue, medicinal plants and herbal remedies are now gaining more interest as complementary and alternative interventions and are a valuable source for developing drug candidates. Yeah. Well, and you know, the dementia drugs, huge profits. Scientific medicine is in this race to find effective treatments for dementia type because it would bring in billions in profits. According to the Alzheimer's Association, there are 6.7 million Americans over the age of 65 with Alzheimer's. So the United States spends $290 billion a year on dementia treatments and loss of productivity. According to the WHO, more than 55 million globally suffer from some form of dementia. And the global dementia drugs market was pretty huge. It accounts for $15.5 billion in sales in 2021, but they anticipate it ballooning to over $32 billion by 2030. Now, governments around the world are contributing to the drug development market for these type of drugs, and they are in high demand. So it is a flourishing industry, and investors know this. But the drug industry really doesn't have effective drugs for brain degenerative diseases, and therefore the hunt is on to find a natural ingredient that will do the work and they can make a drug from. Yet the goal science sets for drug therapy is really not to cure, but really to manage your symptoms of disease. Here is another quote from the report. They say the therapeutic intervention of new drugs could postpone the onset or progression of dementia. While herbs and herbal remedies have a long history of traditional use and appear to be safe and effective, they have unfortunately received little scientific attention, end quote. Yeah, and the reason is they can't patent Mother Nature, and they only want something that's going to make them a ton of money. So telling you this herb will help you isn't their going to, that's not their goal. Well, let's look at degenerative diseases. So the neurodegenerative diseases are often the result in a brain change that include loss of synapses in the hippocampus or cortex and the subcortical structures. Atrophy of these areas of the brain can occur, and the result is going to be memory loss, inability to learn new things, mood swings, difficulty completing tasks or activities. Advanced stages exhibit a complete loss of memory and the inability to sense time and place. So science has determined that most diseases like these begin with inflammation. Therefore, science has turned to the anti-inflammatory as well as the antioxidant herbs that also offer cognitive benefit. And the natural healing sector refers to such herbs as neuroprotective herbs. These herbs will contain bioactive compounds that assist with dementia-type conditions. So let's look at this. I guess the way to sum it up is they can help the brain regenerate. So according to research at the National Library of Medicine Biotechnology Center, they studied some of the historic herbs known to help the brain. Yeah, they dug into this, and the herbs were dissected for their bioactive compounds. So here's the herbs they were experimenting with. And they did an animal trial on this at first. Ginseng, you're either Siberian or American. Some people ask about Indian ginseng. You could use that. Ginkgo biloba, turmeric, sage, ashwagandha, guticola, rosemary, moringa, and lemon balm. So they conducted a randomized, double-blind, placebo-controlled study involving 50 people with mild cognitive impairment, and the researchers used extracts or tinctures of these herbs And they found that the herbs are full of antioxidants and vitamins like vitamin A and vitamin C. And after 8 weeks, they reported on the action the herbs offered. They were broad spectrum indeed. Here are the results. They said immune boosting effects. It protected the brain from cell death. It improved the cortical neurons. It protected brain cells from atrophy. It offered brain cell regeneration. It restored damaged brain cells. It offered cognition-enhancing effects. It offered memory-improving effects. It promoted cell longevity. It reversed behavioral deficits, enhanced memory retention, enhanced short-term memory, balanced cholesterol, and reduced brain plaque, as well as reversal of cognitive impairment. Here's a quote from the study. The study demonstrated significant improvements in both immediate and general memory tasks compared to placebo groups. Therefore, the treatment group showed significant improvement in executive function, sustained attention, and information processing speed, end of quote. So the researchers noticed that some of the herbs required higher doses during the 8-week trial to produce these brain benefits, and they were excited about these neuroprotective effects that the herbs offered. Another quote from their report, they say, herbs have the ability to normalize the metabolic parameters with a wide gamut of physiological actions that enhance memory and restore normal cognitive function. Herbs have a long track record of safety and efficiency. The evidence presented here highlights the largely unexplored potential of herbal medicines. Oh, amen to that. That's what I've been saying. Well, you can use herbs to protect you, and that promise and authority comes from the highest authority, and that would be our Creator God, and He said so in the Bible. So if you're not reading the Bible from Genesis to Revelation, you're going to find, if you get in there, herbs are here for the service of man, the healing of the nations. God can't lie. So what science is discovering is that nutrition in your medicinal herbs offer the body protection, regeneration, immune support, and a wide variety of benefits. Isolating compounds from herbs will indeed alter these benefits. When you isolate compounds from herbs, the action is going to be different inside the body, and most likely it's going to have some adverse outcomes like side effects. However, the herbs in their whole food state perform as designed, offering a wide range of health benefits. Now, I also think it is interesting that this study in particular has not been accepted to be published in the medical journals. And while we wait for medical science to catch up regarding the miracle God has designed in His medicinal plants, well, we can use the herbs right now for our personal wellness. Don't worry about medicine catching up. You've got the highest authority on your plants helping you out. So if you're interested in learning how to do that, I would call Apothecary Herbs. They have a free product catalog offering many of these herbs we've just talked about in this study. You want to also check out their brain concentrate formula and be empowered. So you can give them a call, Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com, if you want to check them out online, thepowerherbs.com. International number is 828-469-5972, 828-469-5972. Right now you can save 20% in their New Year's sale. If your order is $65 or more, you want to use coupon code PURE, P-U-R-E, 24, PURE, 24, at the checkout phase. You can use that over the phone or on your order form that you mail in, but you want to hurry because the sale does end on January 27th, 2024, when restrictions apply. So when I say restrictions apply, it usually means that the coupon works on the herbal products they manufacture. So things like eyewash cup and mini funnels and stuff like that that they don't make would be included. But all their formulas. If you see their logo on it, it's covered. So 20% off, this is a good time to stock up and save. Somebody asked me today, Frank, is this a good time to cleanse? And I'm like, yeah, it is a good time to cleanse. You got the holidays behind you. It's not time for summer vacation yet. So there's very little distractions in this time period, so you can get those cleanses taken care of. So if you're looking to balance the system, remove toxicity, put nutrition in, this would be the optimum time to do it before you get busy with summer. So thepowerherbs.com, check out their organ cleanses, their immune boosters, their metabolic strengthening liquids, and be empowered out there. So the Power Herbs. We got a few minutes before our bottom of the hour break, so we're going to jump into some new topics. And one of them is your toxins, if you have any that you're holding on to in the body, can create a condition called necrosis or cell death. So people go, what is necrosis? Well, the word is taken from the Greek word. It means death. Toxins create death on a cellular level. And some people like to refer to this cell death as cell injury. However, the deception does not support the destruction, which is really happening. And we have to understand that toxins present the opportunity for cells to die prematurely and without replacement cells. So the human body is complex, and according to science, it has more than 200 different cell types and tissues. So this means the body has thousands of biochemicals to support these functions. And while some cells and tissues have the capacity to repair, others are limited and maybe have no capacity to regenerate. So one example may be your nervous system cells. So the body has an uncanny ability to compensate in order to survive. So we're going to take a look at what we can expect when we are overloaded with toxins and how we can reverse or prevent cell death from happening. You have some biofundamentals, though. The major causes of cell damage and cell death are going to be infection, either natural or artificial through a vaccination, toxicity, oxygen deficiency, radiation and heat, lack of circulation, immune system failure, or trauma and death. And immune system failure typically includes any suppression that can come from medical treatments or a deactivation or even, I don't want to say a cancellation, but a condition where the immune system's confused and you got an autoimmune disease, but that's usually due to a vaccine, but you're not supposed to know that. So when cells become damaged and they begin to die, they swell up. And here's an example, a cataract. What's happening with a cataract is your lens of your eye is made up of cells. And when the cells aren't getting the right nutrition and getting the toxins out in order to replace healthy new cells of your lens, they will swell and become thick and oxidate and get this cloudiness to them. So inflammation is usually the first thing that happens when a cell has gone wrong. And so the cell turns really into a toxic debris, and it can invade surrounding tissues at that point. So this is what is referred to as a breakdown and intracellular environment. And a lot of people don't know, they're not told by their eye physicians that a cataract is really death of the lens. So now acids are released during this type of process, and the fatty acids and the enzyme substrates are really called colloxygenases, which, you know, neighboring tissues can be seen as also gaining toxicity. This instigates an inflammation process in itself. An example would be rheumatoid arthritis, and the immune system sends cells to migrate to this area to try to protect against these microorganisms and swelling. And in some instances, this can create more inflammation and could lead to irreversible tissue damage. And this is why, in many cases, doctors prescribe steroids and other anti-inflammatory drugs to stop that inflammation. Well, and then you've got cells that are programmed to die. So there's this natural cell death pre-programmed into your cell DNA as a defense called apoptosis. And cells have a job to do, and when it's completed, those cells die off and are replaced by healthy new ones. So this is a normal process. It does not give rise to an inflammation response or any additional toxicity. In a case such as, let's say, cancer, if a cell becomes corrupted, the cell attempts to initiate a cell death, and the cell will die to avoid the disease from spreading. If there is a defect in the cell preventing it to kill itself, then the cancer is allowed to grow. So what can cause this defect? Well, there are several things that can cause the cell malfunction, such as viruses, cellular stress, DNA damage, or mutation. So there are a lot of things that can cause the defective damage, such as chemical toxins, radiation, toxic medications, vaccinations, and so forth. So when a cell becomes damaged and it inactivates the cell's ability to die off, this allows disease like cancer to replicate within the cell's mutated DNA. We got more on this topic, but we got to take a little break, but we'll be right back.
Pumping life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
Are you prone to developing kidney stones? Nearly 20% of men and 10% of women are, and they have no idea how they got them. If you've experienced the pain of kidney stones, your risk of recurrence is high. Having kidney stones is the result of diet, such as using the wrong salt, eating too much animal foods, or taking synthetic vitamins. If you're tired of suffering from kidney stones or want to reduce the likelihood of getting them, call Apothecary Herbs for their whole food organic kidney stone herbal liquid formula. Gently cleanse and purify your kidney filters to reduce the particle buildup that creates stones. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the kidney stone formula, 866-229-3663, or visit thepowerherbs.com. Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com, where your healthcare options just became endless.
007, your assignment is to find out what herb secrets herbalist Wendy Wilson has on Herb Talk Live.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in an untested vaccine hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate in those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Or take your chances with the bad boys. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com.
I don't trust anyone wearing a mask. Robbers, cattle rustlers, or doctors. I listen to Herb Talk Live.
22 million Americans manage sleep apnea instead of resolving it. Sleep apnea increases risk of heart disease, depression, and death. New research from Rutgers University states the thyroid manufactures hormones used as neurotransmitters to regulate breathing during sleep. This suggests the thyroid gland needs balancing to address sleep apnea. So forget the CPAP machine. Call Apothecary Herbs for their sleep apnea herb formulas to remove cellular stress and feed the thyroid the nutrition it needs for better sleep. Call now to order 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663, or online at thepowerherbs.com. Thepowerherbs.com. Money back guarantee with our organic professional strength formulas, because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs. Well, thank you, Magical Engineer Frank. All right, we're back from the break, and we're talking about toxins that can create cell death. And we're going to talk about this. We're going to be talking about our cell toxicity here, because cells have a complicated job to do. And often they're programmed by our DNA. So if you're not taking anything to reprogram your DNA, you're in a better place. So we all need to acknowledge that we have to be aware that everyday life can expose us to a buildup of toxins. The human body has functions to help detoxify itself. However, there are situations where there can, well, things can be done and it overwhelms the body and toxicity remains in the system and you have some unnatural cell death as a result. Unnatural cell death itself produces more toxins, which cause a lot of inflammation to the surrounding tissues. And when inflammation is significant, it can block the body's ability to locate those dead tissues to remove them as a waste product known as phagocytosis. So it is a situation. It often ushers in a surgical procedure to cut away the dead tissue, or called debridement. And too much dead tissue localized in an area, well, you run the risk of gangrene. Toxins cause cells to change. So when we become toxic, we run the risk of the nuclei of the cell being changed and damaged, which can break down the DNA. And there are two types of cell death. There's programmed cell death called apoptosis, and then there's necrosis. So when this happens, science reports three different ways the cell will die, which also alters blood plasma, by the way. There's karyolysis, which is the nucleus of the cell fades from DNA loss and regeneration. Or there's picanosis, which is a nuclei of the cell shrinks and condenses. Or there's karyorexis, which is the shrinking of the nucleus and it fragments and then is dispersed. So if we want to reverse the cell damage, there's some things we have to do. Our cells become injured by toxins. It doesn't mean that there's no hope, though. However, there is a point of no return in some instances, so you don't want to, you know, put off trying to detoxify your body to improve cell regeneration. So cell damage in many instances can be reversed. However, one thing has to occur for this repair to happen. We have to remove the source of the cellular stress or the toxins as much as possible, causing the damage. So we got to, you know, cut off the damage. So the source could be maybe your diet, smoking, a stressful job, alcohol abuse, or medications you're taking is too toxic for you. Now, in some cases, cell damage can remain as a permanent injury to some cells as they function in a diminished capacity. An example is kidney failure or congestive heart failure. So the two major damaging factors which negatively affect your cells will involve swelling and fatty changes. Let's look at the swelling.
with regards to swelling response from cells, it's usually due to a lack of oxygen and arterial blood causing what is called cellular hypoxia. A lack of oxygen to the cells will damage the cell membrane and the pump, and this changes the electrolyte balance inside the cell, and then it can cause an influx of fluids producing swelling. So this condition of cell swelling is reversible by eliminating the cause. An example would be gout. Gout is usually a cause from foods you're eating. Let's look at the fatty changes we mentioned. The second thing that can damage your cells is fatty changes, and this is a more serious cell injury. When this occurs, the cell is damaged and cannot metabolize fat. And the fat accumulates, and this is dispersed inside the cell's cytoplasma. So what happens is the fat invades the nuclei of the cell, the space inside the cell where the mitochondria is, and it hinders the cell's metabolic function. An example is a fatty liver, slowing the liver's processing and hindering regeneration of the liver cells themselves. And if we had, let's say, zero toxins, the system is designed to replace all your liver cells within 30 days. If we lived in the Garden of Eden back in the time of Adam and Eve, that's how fast your liver got replaced, every 30 days. So it would be like having a brand new liver once a month. Imagine that. Let's look at internal medicine, because most of the internal medicine diseases are preventable, which are instigated usually by too much toxicity in the body. Therefore, if you cleanse your system fairly regularly to remove the toxins, and I'm saying a minimum of twice a year, and you had a good clean diet and you got regular exercise, you ate organic foods, you significantly reduce your risk of serious disease in this regard. So when you do your organ cleansing, you're using your organic medicinal herbs, you can remove the cellular stress on the cells, and you remove the likelihood the cells will swell or become fatty and inflamed. You can remove the likelihood they'll die or mutate and invite more disease like cancer. Simply put, that you have the power to sidestep major illnesses like this using God's medicinal herbs. Herbs are here for the service of man and the healing of the nations, and God can't lie. So if you're interested in learning how to cleanse, and it's not that hard, you got to get a mindset going here. You know, be empowered. Take the power back. Do something for yourself. Because mainstream medicine is all about drugs and surgery. That's it. So if you want to cleanse, there's a specific way you do that. Apothecary Herbs teaches you the proper way to cleanse, so you have a free flow of toxicity leaving the body so that you don't have the likelihood of reabsorbing it. And you're working with the detoxification process. It's already built into your system, so it's easier on the body. So the powerherbs.com, if you want to check them out, click on organ cleanses. Or if you don't have internet, give them a call on their toll-free number and get their catalog, because all the cleanses are listed in the order in which you do them. So there's five major system cleanses. There's bowel, kidney, bladder, liver, gallbladder, and blood system. Blood system is typically last. Now, there are some other cleanses. There's also the prostate cleanse, if the guys need that. So if you've got some additional work to do there, then you can jump into that cleanse as well. So you do them in the right order for success. So the toll-free number to call Apothecary Herbs is 866-229-3663-8. 866-229-3663, or just jump on the website, The Power Herbs, thepowerherbs.com, and be empowered. Yeah. All right, we got a little more than 15 minutes left, so we're going to be talking about some of the big data that science and the medical industry is collecting on all of us. So big data is a real thing, and it can be a threat when software is successful in assessing, organizing, using where it shouldn't be used. So this includes data that is inaccurate and in the wrong outcomes, used for diagnosing. So we are not talking about assessment statistics on mortality, energy use, or weather patterns here. The big data used in scientific research that can impact behavior and health treatments. Another aspect to big data involves what we call mega surveillance, in which privacy becomes a dinosaur. So when privacy becomes extinct from society, it leaves a void which is going to be filled with technology. Social media has assessed in this venture and under your voluntary status, I may add. So let's take a look at how the big data can go awry. So researchers at the University of California at Berkeley, they reported November 2017 and then again in June 2018. Their research wound up in the Journal of Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences. And when the medical science uses large samples of human subjects in research, they may be missing on what makes humans sick and assessing human behavior accurately. So according to the research team, they said this big data approach may be widely off the mark. So you hear a lot, you know, the clinical trial was too small, it doesn't really mean anything. Well, maybe it does. So why is a large sample pool in research the wrong way to go? Well, the report states that we are not all cookie-cutter humans, and emotions and behavior and physiological vary from one person to another. So situations influence us and our behavior, and therefore the average data collected from these large group studies is really not completely all that accurate. So the research team is concerned that big data studies may have a negative impact on various areas, such as mining social media data, customizing health therapies, can change how research is analyzed, will change how behavior and diseases are diagnosed, can change the treatment of mental health, and also change the treatment of physical disorders. Well, according to Aaron Fisher, professor of psychology at UC Berkeley, he says, if you want to know what individuals feel or how they become sick, you have to conduct research on individuals, not on groups. Diseases, mental disorders, emotions, and behaviors are expressed within individual people over time. A snapshot of many people at one moment in time can't really capture all these dynamics, end of quote. Well, he does have a point there. Well, what are the consequences? Well, according to the research team, when you have large data pools or data sets and they're used in scientific medicine, it lends itself to consequences. They listed them: misdiagnosis, prescribing the wrong treatments, in general, perpetuate scientific theory and experimentation, and data is not properly calibrated with differences in the individual sets. So Professor Fisher is suggesting that scientific medical research should be conducted as having some potential to investigate care options for individualized medicine. Technology is making it so easy to harvest data on individuals, which is, if it's done properly, could offer analysis not possible before in medical science. But, you know, the best laid plans, right? All right, well, let's look at the Drexel study. This is Professor Fisher. He did prove his point on a large study group of people, and he says it offers a misleading result. And he and other researchers at Drexel University in Philadelphia and at the University of Groningen in the Netherlands, what they did is they gathered some statistical information on several models of data on hundreds of people, and they said some were healthy and some were not. And using six different studies, they analyzed their data, which consistently showed what was indicated for a group of people was really not necessarily the case for the individuals. An example of a large group of people that had, let's say, depression, found that their worry actually ranged from zero to acute. The study gave a median average of the entire group. So it would appear that scientific media studies that use large groups may be grading results on the curve. See, so, and your automatic big data is being used as well. So here's an interesting element to this big data capture issue. And it involves these algorithms in the software that are replacing human experience and intuition. So when it comes to analyzing all this data and then sorting through it, it goes through the program, it's handling the data, and it's only as good as the programmer. So in October 2015, MIT designed a program. It was called Data Science Medicine, or Machine, sorry, Data Science Machine. And their analysis on the big data sets using patterns and designs in design sets added assessing values to those data sets. So the software looked also at predictive patterns and unfamiliar sets of data. And the test showed that the software outperformed humans at the task, especially with its predictive power. And to be predictive at a high level of accuracy, the program needed to outperform human intuition. Such a program could be used to predict the stock market, which plan, you know, may some people may cash in on that. Or maybe it could predict who was most likely to drop out of school or commit a crime. So the program was reported to be 94% to 96% accurate. So your artificial intelligence is about to be everywhere and in everyone's life. For a long time, data has been collected on people, but not until now, the systems couldn't handle the large data sets. They weren't in place yet, but now they are. So it can go really wrong in a skinny minute, is what the scientific researchers are saying. Let's look at the implications here. So think of vast capabilities of this technology. It is as close as a scientific crystal ball as you're going to get. How long will it be before companies use all this technology to weed out job applicants? Banks may want to know who is more likely to embezzle money, or governments may want to know who would be a good candidate as a spy, and how about, you know, entrepreneurs who want to maybe borrow some capital, and normally the business plan and their credentials would be accepted to qualify them for a loan, but the individual analysis of the owner may show something else. So just buying a plane ticket or applying for a gun permit could become a whole new ballgame. What if banks using this technology decide that you are likely to overdraw your account, default on your loan, not pay your credit card, and they decide they're going to lock your accounts ahead of time? Think about this stuff. The technology is ripe for abuse, is the point. And what laws are in place to protect us from artificial intelligence like this? There isn't any, right? Frank, do you know of any? Are our lawmakers looking out for us in that regard? enlighten me if there is, because I haven't seen any. So according to a regulatory action of Capitol Hill, the laws in place regarding artificial intelligence are very general in nature. According to the Hill of February 2018, the laws have generally addressed things like some privacy issues, cybersecurity, unfair and deceptive trade acts and practices, due process, health and safety rules covering technology, and financial algorithm protections. So one component of artificial intelligence is who is liable. So you can't sue a computer or a robot or an algorithm. There are no real laws in place that totally protect consumers, private citizens, the individual. So just look at the problems with the no-driver cars, right? And Congress has not caught up with technology yet, and many politicians have difficulty even wrapping their brain around some of the new technology and get a true impact of the technology. I mean, everywhere you look when you're trying to figure out the technology, they have abbreviations, usually two- or three-letter letters abbreviating stuff. And then you got to figure out what does this abbreviation mean. So here's a quote. Let's see, this is from The Hill. In 2018, they said, if companies making the technology don't make legislators or regulators aware of their industry's best practices and model policies or codes of conduct, there's really no chance politicians can draft bills as a guide that is going to work. End of quote. Well, I guess, you know, shake that crystal ball up and see what you get. Because let's just assess the impact here. A lot of people feel kind of run over by technology often. The millennials maybe not so much, but us older folks do. So within a few short years, computer programs, phones, and other devices have quickly become outdated. So update. Every time you turn, it's an update. And so it's so prevalent in your vocabulary today that nothing seems permanent and everything is disposable. So it can seem like a daunting task to keep up with this big data, and it seems ironic that our computers may be better connected than we are with each other. So don't let the tsunami of artificial intelligence and technology overtake you. Be aware that it has its flaws and limitations, and realize that scientific medicine is working theoryful. They're working theories. They're full of assumptions, hypotheses, and generalized data assigned into this medium assessment, if you will. And because of this, medical tests have a 20% error margin. Individual uniqueness has not even entered into your animal and human studies, and therefore science has made humanity into one big experiment. And here's an example of that. I think it wasn't until the 90s that clinical trials, human critical clinical trials, allowed women in to participate, be volunteers in those trials. It was usually they experimented their drug therapies or whatever on men only. And I think I reported on this a while back, Frank. It was kind of an interesting, why was that the case? Why were women not involved in clinical trials on things? Why was, well, you know, some people said, well, they were home with children or, you know, they're too busy. Oh, possibly that could be. But no, that wasn't it. It was a tradition within scientific research not to have women included in the clinical trials because they were too hysterical. I'm not kidding. I did a show on that. Unbelievable. So that's typically why. So just wrap your brain around this. So if it wasn't until the 90s that women were assessed in drug trials and stuff, then all the doses that women were taken were for men and their metabolisms. Think about this. That's how they came to a dose on a drug therapy, but it was a dose for a male, typically bigger, weighs more than you. Unbelievable, right? Where medicine makes a big deal that, you know, the doses are for children. Well, women just were taking doses that were too toxic for them for years, decades. So knowledge is power, folks. It is. And you want to be aware that there's more than one way to correct your health problems than what modern medicine is telling you. Recognize this. Because there's lots of ways that they're doing research and they're trying to prove a theory. And a lot of times there's fraud in the research these days. So their generalized methods will explain why vaccines for large animals are the same for small animals, for instance. It normally takes a medical doctor 25 years to figure out the standard doses are not fit for all, and there is a varied exception. So while pharmaceutical products offer toxins and side effects, medical medicinal herbs have a gentler side. Herbs are whole food medicinal medicine nutrition and offers your body the option to use it or not. That's the beauty of it. When you use a whole food, whether it's plants, green leafy vegetables, or medicinal herbs, and you have all the chemical components of what makes up that plant, and it hasn't been stripped or isolated, your body will select the plant compounds it wants and needs and void out what it doesn't. You don't get that with prescription drugs. You get, you know, toxic buildup. And this is why your liver is, like, screaming for help, because your liver has to produce enzymes to neutralize those toxins from these drugs. And it's overworked. So, you know, don't neglect herbal cleansing. Is really a necessity if you want to extend the life of your organs. That's basically the nuts and bolts of it. So do your cleansing. Do it in a safe, proper way. Call the folks at Apothecary Herbs. Get their free catalog. And you'll begin your path of knowledge and taking the power back. That's what it is. Yeah. Learning what God has put right under our noses. Right? So go to thepowerherbs.com. You can request the catalog there. You can kind of search around, see what they have. Or give them a call at 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663. Outside the U.S., 828-469-5972. 828-469-5972. The Power Herbs. Thepowerherbs.com. You will be empowered. Take the power back. You're taking life back. Yeah. You'll be amazed what you can do. You'll be able to do things the white coats can't. Think about that. Well, I can see by the clock I'm out of time, but don't forget 20% off the New Year's sale on orders of $65 or more. Details are online, or give them a call, and don't forget to say I want the discount. The information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease. Seek medical advice from a licensed medical physician if you dare before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Until next time, I wish you all to be well.